Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Tim. Happy to be here.
All right. What's up? In talking to you and communicating with you, I had not heard of this, but the university's plans to keep it closed. What's the status of that as far as you can tell now?
Okay. They still plan to keep it closed. We have a petition in less than a week. We've gotten over 500 signatures to keep it open. I do understand the concern about COVID, and I think it's a real concern. But my question is, if we can have all sorts of indoor activities at UGA, including keeping the Ramsey Center open throughout this whole year, isn't an outdoor pool safer? I think with some, you know, precautions, we could easily open the pool. And I think many, many families in Athens rely on the pool, and they've been cooped up for a year, and they need a place to go.
You sent me the note, the email a few days ago in discussing this, and in your mind you say this feels like 2012 again. Step us through what happened that year. We'll get back to this year fast enough, but close to a decade ago was the plan to not just close it but demolish it, and that went over like a lead balloon, you and other folks. You organized then, and you succeeded in keeping it open. Step us through the history of that.
Okay, so in 2012, we learned that there was a plan to demolish Legion Pool. The letter that was sent by Michael Adams to the Natural Resources Department was that no one used the pool, nobody cared about the pool, which was not true. And so we were able to rally people who were who love the pool and care about the history of the pool, which is a WPA project, and it's considered one of the most beautiful pools south of Richmond. And we were able to stop the demolition and to save the pool. But the problem is that every year there is a question about whether the pool opens. And I believe that the university's plan is to eventually demolish it.
And you think that's still a plan?
Yes, I do.
You know, I was mentioning this to my wife, Sarah Baker, with us talking about Legion Pool and the prospects for opening or not, as the case may be this summer. I mentioned this to my wife, and never mind how many years, but some years ago, she graduated from the university. And she works on campus. Now, you hear anything about Legion Pool, this talk about not opening Legion Pool? And she said exactly what you said. They talk about that every year. For as long as I can remember, and she can remember a few years. Yeah, somebody's talking about closing Legion Pool. Of course, the big threat in 2012. But according to Leslie, they would know that some institutional memory there. This kind of talk's been going around for decades.
Yes, it has been going around for decades. But I think that it is in the plan of the university to eventually demolish it and take over the land that it's on.
As was the plan, again, close to a decade ago, the plan to build another pool elsewhere on campus. Let me ask the question this way. Let me play for the sake of the conversation here, Sarah Baker, devil's advocate. Why is it the mission of the University of Georgia, or why should it be the mission of the University of Georgia to provide pool service to the community in the first place?
Well, this pool was given in the 1950s in the manner of a trust to the university to use for its Olympic swimming and diving teams. It was used during World War II for, you know, military purposes. And it is a community resource, which really precedes the university. And I think that the university has to understand it doesn't exist in a vacuum. It exists in a place which has a history. And furthermore, it is a wonderful resource for the university. This is where faculty, staff, students all get together. There's more community and more relationship building in the summer at that pool than probably 9 months out of the year on campus. And why wouldn't they want to provide that?
Again, built in 1935, you mentioned the WPA project. As I understand, actually, the American Legion helped build this thing. Then President Adams' concern in 2012 was it's costing us too much to operate and fix and renovate. It'd be cheaper to destroy it, cheaper to build another pool someplace else. Again, it survived that effort. Your concern now is the here and now and this summer and the COVID threat, the pandemic. As you mentioned, Sarah Baker, a lot of places, indoor places that are open for activity, you're convinced and your petition drive and the people who sign your petition convinced likewise that you can be in this pool safely during the summer months.
Outdoor activities are safer. The chlorine in the pool kills the virus. If we had common sense precautions, like taking the temperature when people came in and asking the questions that they ask where you, wherever you go. I mean, I went to the eye doctor today. They had to ask me all the questions. You know, have you had a fever? Have you had a cough? Blah, blah, blah. And wear a mask, when you're not in the pool. But you know, the other concern is we are supposedly all going to be vaccinated by May or possibly in May. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably one of the safer places that we could be.
Quickly, I mentioned your signature petition drive. How can folks sign it? Is there some online way? How can folks access this?
Yes. They can go to SaveLegionPool.org, and the petition is on the page there.
SaveLegionPool.org is that website.
Right.
And more than 500 signatures to this point. Last question here. What do you do with this? How quickly do you plan to present this to the administration?
We are presenting it to the administration very soon, probably within the next 2 weeks. But we did want it to get to a wider audience so that people who might be interested could sign the petition.
Any contact with the administration to this point?
No, but we are going to deliver the petition in person.
All right. Keep us posted on this. Sarah Baker, again, SaveLegionPool.org is the website. If you're inclined to sign the petition, you can do it digitally there. Best of luck with this. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.